More than 160 million Americans voted this year. While we may not all have had joy in our hearts, it was a peaceful process. And in 2 months, we'll have a nonviolent transition of power. Whatever the motivation, the turnout this year was impressive, and on both sides. This wasn't a blue wave or a red wave. It was a concerned wave. And it has left us with a split government in which both sides will have to temper their expectations for the next 2 years. Spending too much time on cable news channels or social media can lead us to believe that more people agree with us than really do. Elections force us to recalibrate. I was once among those who believed that President Donald Trump was so unpopular, Democrats could run their most progressive candidate and still win. I don't think that now. Of all the 29 candidates for the Democratic nomination, Joe Biden may have been the least aspirational, but he gave Democrats the best chance to beat Trump. Those in Iowa and New Hampshire didn't recognize that, but more pragmatic voters in South Carolina did. The victory by Yvette Harrell also forced me to recalibrate my beliefs about the 2nd Congressional District. It's more solidly conservative than I thought. Democratic leaders in the legislature said they plan to change that when district boundaries are redrawn following this year's census. But that's going to take some pretty creative gerrymandering in a state as geographically large as New Mexico, with just 3 districts. Every newly elected president claims to have a mandate. In his victory speech Saturday, held in a parking lot instead of some glamorous hotel ballroom because of coronavirus, Biden said his mandate from the voters is to cooperate with Republicans. He won't have much choice should the 2 Senate seats in Georgia remain in Republican hands after the upcoming special election, as expected. In his first few days, Biden will establish a national strategy to deal with the pandemic and rescind many of Trump's most harmful executive orders. But to accomplish his own agenda, he'll have to go through Mitch McConnell. That will mean a return to the frustrating, maddening, gridlocked federal government we had in place before Trump blew into town. Or, as they say in Congress, business as usual. It will be a bitter pill for Trump supporters, but also for those progressives who remained united behind Biden this year in a way that they did not do for Hillary Clinton in 2016. I suspect there may be a difference in how those 2 groups handle their frustration. Progressives are motivated by ideals, not persona, and they're accustomed to setbacks. They'll stay engaged and keep fighting. Many of Trump supporters never voted until he came along. They don't trust government. Many of them don't trust the Republican Party. They trust Trump. Will they stay involved after he's gone? And if they don't, what does that mean for the party? With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.